That's it.
Barbara, thanks for that. And time for our lockdown diary as well.
Right. So here's the latest for day 7. Day 7 of the nationwide lockdown. Globally, there are 935,817 active confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 47,208 people having died. On Wednesday, South Africa confirmed 1,380 confirmed cases, an increase of 27 since Tuesday, and still 5 deaths reported, one being a 45-year-old Durban teacher. On Wednesday, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula shifted the taxi regulations. Minibus taxis are now allowed to carry 70% of their usual passenger load rather than the original 50%. If taxi drivers and passengers are sanitized, Mbalula has also promised masks to taxi drivers for themselves and all their passengers. Testing is being speeded up. At currently, 47,000 tests have been conducted, but the health minister is launching 67 mobile sites to increase government's testing capacity from the current 5,000 tests in 24 hours in 10 labs countrywide to be boosted to 80,000 tests in 24 hours using 180 testing sites across the country by next week. The South African government continues to help repatriate its stranded citizens across the world. A 6-week-old baby has died of COVID-19 in Connecticut in the USA as American deaths rise above 5,000. And as we heard, Wimbledon has been cancelled for the first time since World War II, and dogs in the UK are being trained to sniff out coronavirus.
Wow. Lots happening. Thank you so much.